Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Yeah, baby, here we go. Hour and a half to Rangers pregame as we now get into hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The Expressway is coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll take a commercial free to the top, and LA Live is at 5:40. Salute to Alba Limos. Big Tolos, they're taking us to the airport tonight. Be sure to support them at albalimos.com for all your transportation needs. Here's Chiafalo.
All right, football's finest, ladies and gentlemen, about to head out to Oxnard, California, and it's time to get those Oxnard vibes going.
Where
now,
are we
going? It is Walchuk's birthday, and it is year 33. For the Bullies in his Tony Dorsett year. But when he turned, I believe, 30 years old, we got the epic birthday cameo love from then Maverick, live from the bubble, Boban, showing his love to the birthday bully.
What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach, my friend? How are you? Or I can say bully bully. Bully bully. I hope I said it right. Yeah, Zach, look at this. I know you work on radio, and amazing thing, it's, yeah, for sure you will do that better than me, like, I mean, like, 100 times better. But we are here because me want to wish you happy birthday, my friend, all best, yeah, do the best, you have that radio, amazing voice, and sky is limit, and you guys have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, enjoying every moment spending in this beautiful life, and la la from me, guys, take care, bully bully, and Zach, my friend, hey, look, let's go sing for Zach. Zach, 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 sing one more song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zach. From Boban. Happy birthday to you guys. Bye-bye.
I love you, Bobby.
Gosh, that was awesome, dude. I don't know how cameos get better than that. But it just brings joy to my heart and a smile to my face whenever I hear that sound. Happy birthday, Walchuk. We continue to make fun of him. And then we have some, you know, we have to relive a couple of those fights from last year in Oxnard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Dawson versus Walchuk, and then it was myself versus Broadus.
Oh, was that in Oxnard?
That was in Oxnard.
It was all within the same week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was just a few days apart, man. And so, but first, we just had Boban paying respects to Walchuk. Here's Walchuk paying disrespects to a now-deceased Cowboy legend.
Now, f*** off, Gilbrand.
It's a little disrespectful.
Wow. It was disrespectful at the time, and it feels even more disrespectful now. But
I love you, Gil.
The disrespect continues here. That's on the air. Walchuk just F you, Gil Brandt, right there on the Dallas home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that was not
incredible.
Home of the
yeah, it was
Cowboys.
Walchuk. It was probably on the Dallas Cowboys radio network.
Absolutely not.
Might have been during a post game.
Maybe it was. I mean, you go ahead and put him on your list, bro.
Put him in
that
the
was a great thing
honor.
About Gil Brandt. Even as his age got up there, he'd still fire takes. Yep. Tell you how it is.
Heck yeah,
he's probably right.
Wrong.
He's probably telling you what you didn't want to hear.
Hey, I mean, he's definitely seen more football than I have, but to have Emmitt Smith, the all-time leading rusher, outside of your top 10 all-time running backs,
Oh, that's what it was.
Pretty rough take. That's
what
Drew. Pretty rough, Gil.
Walchuk. What are we doing that day?
What are we doing?
That'll get the fang shown from the bully.
Now, this is one that makes Walchuk really uncomfortable because this was us a couple of years ago before we're getting ready to take off for, this is like 2 years to the day, we're getting ready to take off to Oxnard, and it's our first time, and we are cross-talking with the Get Right, Reggie, and at the time KG, and Walchuk was sort of just trying to make conversation, and then he realized the more he kept talking, the more he sounded like an a-hole.
Are you guys, and you know, I say this, and I feel for you, because I was in the same position, along with Eric, but you know, I heard you guys teasing the training camp coverage. You're like, oh, all the shows are going to be out there for training camp in Oxnard. And then it's, well, the Get Right's not there in Oxnard. So we lived that, you know, it's kind of like the nightly baton. You take that and, you know, the night show doesn't get to go. And are you guys doing okay?
Listen, where are we going with this here?
I'm with that?
To, where are we going with it?
Oh, my gosh. I know you were trying to be nice. You're trying to, like,
I think
empathize.
The night show should be sent
You're
there.
You're trying to, like,
I think
empathize.
The night show should get to go.
And that would have been better, more efficient, less bleep holy, but you went down the rabbit hole. That's one that I love.
Did you feel
love.
It getting worse as you?
Yeah, you can tell.
I was trying to talk myself out of
You got to go scorched earth there, though. Just let them have it.
I probably should have.
There's nothing better than that evening show frustration to forge into greatness. It's happening, you know, currently.
Yeah, I should have really gone.
Yeah, we understand.
Gone after that.
Yeah.
Should have been a little strong, especially knowing what I know now.
Call people out.
Yeah, you're that's right, old Chuck. Hindsight tells you you should have gone harder with the disrespect there.
Huh? Yeah, really should just let
him
have
KG
it.
Calling you out, though.
That's
probably what made you more disappointed.
We know he's got opinions.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of opinions, Walchuk and Dawson had a DAC opinion off last year live from the tents in Oxnard, California. Let's hope it doesn't get this testy, or maybe we hope,
it does.
Yeah, take it away, boys.
If Dak Prescott is going to dink and dunk the football like it sounds like you want him to do, Gavin, then you're going to bitch about it come Thanksgiving and say, why does this team have no big plays? Where's the vertical passing game? Because you want him to just play in a 15-yard box. He can't win. That's the problem with the criticism of Dak. And statistically, he's one of the best deep ball passers in the NFL. So it's not like he can't do it.
Correct.
Man, he's Mahomes. You know, this guy's Aaron Rodgers. It's with a great team that this squad has put. Can't win playoff games. It's just unlucky every time, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, he's right up there. He's one of the best statistically at damn near everything in quarterback. They have an incredible defense, skill players everywhere. He came into a team with the best offensive line in football, and it's just, man, you get to the playoffs.
You sound like a Twitter troll. Keep doing it.
Well, you sound like a Stan right now, buddy.
Okay, fine.
I thought last year, at the divisional round, you had decided you weren't going to do this anymore.
What am I doing?
I thought you turned a page.
I'm not trying to pretend Dak Prescott is a top five quarterback, but I don't want my quarterback being scared to push the ball down the field.
I didn't want that either.
You just said you do. What are you talking out of both sides of your mouth now, Gavin? You don't know what you think.
Run the tape back, Walchuk. When did I say I don't want him pushing the ball down the field? I said I don't want him throwing 50-50s downfield in situations that's not complete desperation. That's a good one.
Man, I hadn't listened to that back.
Yeah,
it wasn't as bad
not.
As I thought it would
of
be.
Of course not. Really? Okay.
No. I felt like that was pretty good. That was a good back and forth.
It was.
Yeah. I'm ready for round two, man.
Let's go.
It's like Apollo and Rocky.
Towards the end.
There's going to be no rematch.
Dawson slips in a buddy towards the end. I thought that was pretty good.
He's
Mahomes. Hold on now.
He's Pat Mahomes.
Run the tape back.
Run the tape back. Yeah, that's the one.
I was about to get Mickey Spagnola'd.
I don't think we have time to even play me and Broadus's. It would just be, right, Broadus, you don't want to hear
no,
it.
No, come on, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
I was made uncomfortable whenever I heard it last night as I was putting this together. I was like, oh my gosh, this does suck. This is a two-parter. Here's the first.
It's a two-parter.
Yeah, because this was like a full segment fight.
Yeah, it was.
I would say at least like 7 or 8 minutes worth of a segment was dedicated to this.
Yeah. One quick thing, though, Walchuk. Mahomes had 27 touchdowns and 14 picks last year in the regular season. Not even a 2-to-1 ratio.
Well, we know Dak's good in the regular season, but that's the difference between the two. In the playoffs, one elevates.
I think Dak might be better than Mahomes, actually. Back to you, Chief.
So this was after we had Sean Payton, Broadus' old buddy with the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah, actually, Sean and I worked together. Yeah, two places. Eagles first and then Cowboys second. Yeah.
So Sean Payton becomes the head coach of the Denver Broncos. He replaces Nathaniel Hackett, who we know to be, having had one of the worst tenures as any head coach in football history. Patently terrible. And Sean Payton sort of went scorched earth in USA Today about how bad Nathaniel Hackett and his crew were that Sean was now replacing. So here is clip one. I was like, dude, Sean Payton shouldn't be doing this. Shouldn't be throwing Nathaniel Hackett under the bus like that. Broadus felt differently. Here's part one of the fight.
I went back and read the transcript. He said, I read the interview. He said, I don't know Nathaniel Hackett. That's the only time I saw Nathaniel Hackett's name mentioned in the whole article.
He did call it one of the worst, maybe the worst coaching job in NFL history. I mean, so that's it is true for sure, but we've never seen anybody – well, there's been a lot of bad coaches in this league. Teams going 0-17, 1-15, whatever it is. You don't hear the next guy come in and say this. There's a lot of things that are honest, and just by being honest doesn't mean that you were right to be honest in that moment. There's no way you can defend Sean Payton and say he should have done what he did. He was an absolute bleep hole. Of course he was, and everybody knows he's talking about Nathaniel Hackett, and he's the first coach in NFL history to do what he did.
For you to defend that guy for that job, I can't trust you about the evaluation of a team that's either good or bad.
Well, that's an understanding comprehension problem, because I'm not defending Nathaniel Hackett for the job he did. I'm calling out Sean Payton.
You called him a bleep hole. I mean, he just made for a team.
Come on.
He was brought in for a job that a guy totally effed up, and he's saying that I'm here now because of that. Man, don't get out of here. Get out of here on that.
Get out of here. You called him a bleep hole.
Broadus, how do you feel part one here? Are you made as uncomfortable as I am having listened back?
Oh, no, man. I have my loyalty to guys that I was with that you saw it full.
Yeah, it's that loyalty is thick.
Thick. Yeah,
bunch of seeds.
As soon as you called him a bleep hole, it was over.
Yeah.
You go after yourself now, okay? Because no, that guy sucks.
He got me in Philadelphia.
Yeah. No, actually, I can say that. I'll always defend my friends.
Yeah,
always
you will
that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, even Gruden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, John wow. said. Now John says some crazy ass stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Hey, I'm just saying that there's a lot of these guys I grew up with. You know, in the league, and they have their faults, but that was me defending him.
Yeah,
full on.
Well, that was half number one of you defending him. Let's get into the third quarter.
Yeah.
And somebody had the respect to not get on a microphone and call you out by name.
You know
and
what?
You can act like you're fine with it. I guarantee you, when you have a piss poor segment, which you're gonna have very soon, I'll call you out. That segment sucked ass, Broadus. Does that feel good? Does that feel good?
You know what?
You deserved it because it's true.
Well,
right. So whatever is true, whenever you suck ass at something, that's fine.
Call me out on it. You know why?
Why?
Because I could live with it. I'm not like you and coddle everybody and everything's all good and fine and dandy.
Good. Then I'm excited. I'm looking forward to your next piss poor segment.
Hey.
In about 5 minutes, we'll get the call out.
Yeah. Fine.
This is me off to no end.
Fine.
You might have to wait about 23 hours and 5 minutes.
That's a good point.
Krusty's Corner.
That's a good point.
You are sticking around, right? You're not going anywhere.
He did
ask you to leave.
I don't even remember hearing that.
Okay.
Did I?
I was so baffled by the stupidity he was throwing my way, I couldn't hear half of it.
That's NFL news of the day.
It's amazing you haven't ever lived any of this.
Why is he still potted up, Lucius?
When you live this, you'll understand. You haven't ever lived this.
Oh.
You don't understand. You don't get it.
We're back.
You really don't.
I have no idea what it's like to tank an entire franchise for a few years.
That's what I'm saying. And we deserve every bit of crap we got for it. But, you know, feel free. I'm okay. I'm okay with it. If I do a good job, I know it. If I do a bad job, I accept it. When I miss players, I call it out. I don't hide from stuff.
It's not about you calling it out.
It's fine.
It's about somebody else calling it out on your behalf. You sucked, Rod. It's not you telling yourself you suck.
I've said a bunch of times I've sucked at this thing. I've said it a bunch.
You don't suck.
Well, I love you both. I think, honestly, Sean Payton was just in media.
Good,
he Get comes back into me. The NFL, and it's one of those things where, hey, I was just in media. I'm able
You're
to talk about this.
Thank you. You're my guy.
And he did. He went unfiltered. But in the coaching world, I guess they didn't love that.
No, we've never seen it before.
here we are.
Broaddus is the one person in the world who wants to be called out for his mistakes.
If you do.
In front of a microphone and for USA Today.
If you do poorly, you deserve it.
For everybody to talk about it.
If you do poorly, you deserve it.
That's good.
Yeah. Here we are all back on the tennis courts in Oxnard, California, reunited, and it feels so good, doesn't it, Wolchuk?
Dude, I'm just, I missed you so much.
My gosh.
Yeah, Wolchuk and Lucius have been in Vegas.
Yeah, I should have pulled the what I did to Rob Phillips. The time that Mickey and I went after each other.
Yeah, you told him to.
And I told Rob Phillips, like, guys. I go, you shut the F up. Yeah. And Rob just looked at me and, like, put his hands up and backed
no
up.
No arbiters, no referees.
Yeah. Who would you have said that to? Would you have said that to me?
No, I would said it to, like, Wolchuk jumped in and was, like, kind of, like, trying to massage things, I think, I guess.
Well, but he has a way with
actually,
those
I think I was
fingers.
Rubbing your shoulders.
Yeah. You made contact. Yeah, and then
you shut the F up.
Yeah. He was in a don't touch me mode at that point. Okay, speaking of not touching things, I do want to talk about a couple of, we're getting ready to go to a hotel.
Yeah.
And there, I have a couple of things that, according to a longtime hotel employee, you should never do when you stay at a hotel. Now, a couple of these things surprised me. The first of which, she says, I would never use the remote control without wiping it down first with my own Clorox wipe.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Oh, okay.
So, like that, I'd never once considered that. I mean, how much ridiculous crap is all over those remote controls? They probably never get washed, right? I mean, obviously not being washed, but even just like wiped down.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's disgusting now that I think about it.
Now that you think about it, like how many fingers are on that remote?
I never watched the TV in the room.
Really?
I never watched the TV in the room.
Wow.
I watch like YouTube. I like get my computer and I do my YouTube.
Okay. Oh, okay. So gotcha. You do entertain yourself.
Yeah, but I don't watch the TV.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is not something that you would necessarily have to worry about, but Clorox, I mean, honestly, Lucius, I could imagine you being somebody, do you walk in?
Is this? I wipe down everything.
Yep.
Yeah. I wipe down everything when I go to the kickback. Like if I chill on somebody's patio, if it's at a bar, I'm wiping down the area, bro. Care less.
That's fantastic. Do you do that on the airplane too?
Yeah, 100%.
Area.
Wipe down everything, dog.
I love that.
People are nasty.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's very true. And especially a remote control, everybody's hands are touching it. I will be efforting to try and wipe mine down before I touch it. The comforter one. That was the one that really shocked me.
They don't wash that at all.
They don't wash that top layer bedspread.
Not at all.
What? Can you imagine?
No.
So she says, like, she's like, I would never sit on the bedspread. I would never make myself comfortable on the bedspread at all. I wouldn't sit on it. I wouldn't touch it. She says the first thing she does when she walks into any hotel room is yank that thing off the bed and just get it, just distance yourself from it. You don't want to be wallowing in that particular comforter because unlike the sheets and the, you know, the
there's
pillow
the top
covers
sheet.
And stuff.
Yeah, they'll wash all that stuff.
Right. But you're not getting that comforter wash, but maybe every quarter, you know, every couple months or something.
Oh, that's terrible.
So that
she
says
be legal.
It should be legal.
Yeah.
No,
I agree.
How are we doing that?
Yeah. So,
and it was worse during the pandemic because they weren't doing your rooms every day.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell you, hey, every fourth day we're coming in here to clean up for you.
People sitting around farting on that thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Bare naked cheeks. I mean, how many people get out of the shower, dry off, they mosey on over to the bed, plop bare naked down onto the bedspread and they start putting the socks on.
How many people doing it on top of the comforter thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I can think of a ton.
Yeah.
And the pay-per-view TV channels, back to the remote.
Yeah. Just a disgust fest,
dude.
So there's just a couple of tricks of the hotel trade. Sorry to.
Well, thank you for that, though.
Yeah,
that's good. Now we're
in. Do I have to bring my own comforter? That's going to require another a suitcase. And on Frontier, that's about $150 extra.
Might be worth running down to the old Bed Bath & Beyond and snagging you one for the week.
Yeah, good stuff. Appreciate that. We got the expressway coming up next. Thanks to Alba Limo. They're taking us to the airport tonight. We'll be in Oxnard tomorrow. Does the lack of clarity at the trade deadline make managing the club more difficult for Bruce Bochy? We have holdouts inside the conference and why it's all in or else for the Dallas Cowboys here going into 2024. That's coming up next right here, the G-Bag Nation. On 105.3 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time now for the Expressway. We take you commercial-free to the top every night at this time. Salute to the baseball gods for Josh Smith. Salute to Bochy and CY for being so baseball wise, knowing the breakout was on. Steals home last night. Game what ended up being the game winning RBI double from Josh Smith in a 3-2 victory. So now three in a row going for four tonight. We'll hear from the skipper here in just a second. Set the agenda for the team. Pregame coming up at 6:30. We'll give you what Bochy had to say about the trade deadline. A segment of the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two, get two free. Nothing due for 2 years. WindowNation.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. CarsForKids.org. And the Expressway specifically is brought to you by the on-time experts as we sit here now just 15 minutes away from the G-Bag of the LA Live with Lucius Alexander, where he replays the G-Bag of the day for you. Okay, let's get into this Bochy audio. We do have a holdout inside the conference that could have significance. But before we get there, cut 10, does the lack of clarity here make managing the club more difficult for Bruce?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, these guys haven't mentioned it. You know, they're aware of it, but they're not talking about it. And so on that side of it, I haven't had to talk to anybody. It really hasn't been any rumors and as far as names in particular. But I do realize it's part of the game. And, as a player, you have to deal with it. But the best way to deal with it is not think about it, because really what can you do? You have no control over it. So the only thing you can control is go out there and do your thing. And these guys have kept that focus. Now we want to make it tough on everybody by going out there and playing good baseball and staying in this thing. And because we believe we can win this, and that's not going to ever leave us. It won't ever leave me. And we're going to keep fighting.
I love that. I love knowing that Bruce Bochy's the leader. But, I mean, if you think about it, Scherzer's such a veteran. That's not even going to register with him. Plus, he's got a no-trade clause, so it's not going to bother him. Lorenzen is just a continuation of his contract frustration. After making the All-Star team last year, there wasn't a lot of need for him. But I don't think he would be surprised at all. And then your two relievers of record are both veterans. So, besides that, I just think the idea of selling as the defending World Series champion probably isn't one that would be popping up. And then you have the fact that there's not a lot of rumors. But I tell you what, if they lost the last three in a row, this thing, would be loud. And the buzzards would be circling trying to pick your roster apart. But, yeah, right now I would be absolutely shocked if, the trade deadline would negatively impact this team in any way. And it's good to know that they're not even bringing it up with Bruce. And while we'll be right in the middle of that next week, it was this time last year when they acquired Max Scherzer and totally sent us into, you know, very, very significant optimism. Okay, let's jump back here to the top cut six here from Bruce Bochy. What are the next steps for Josh Jung in his return to the big league club? Here we go.
Yeah, well, today he's going to face some live pitching again at 3 o'clock. So he'll get out there and, you know, probably get, I don't know, 20, 30 swings somewhere in there today. If he comes out of that, well, he will not go to Toronto with us. And so we'll, you know, wait a day, see how he recovers. And so once you do that a couple of times, you're looking at a rehab. If we think he needs one more time at facing live pitching, then we'll do that. But I could see him, hitting the rehab games here real soon. And that's, I'm talking about in a few days. And once you do that, then we have to monitor, how it goes down there as far as how the hand feels, but also how he's seeing the ball. We have to remember this guy's missed a lot of baseball, including spring training. So we don't want to bring him up too early because he's got to get on time with, the fastball and all the pitches. And he even said yesterday, the first 10 pitches, he goes, I just wasn't on time there. But you can see it get better. And that's only going to get better with game pitching now.
Do you think Josh Jung's going to be his return, going to be, what we've been hoping for, Wolchuk?
I mean, it's tough to put that much pressure on him. Like, he's the savior of just fixing this entire issue with the inconsistency on offense. But, yeah, I mean, I think big picture, Josh Jung's return is going to be huge. And we got good news that he is going to be sent and start a rehab assignment with Double-A Frisco on Friday. So I guess today, facing the live hitters at 3, as Boach talked about with KNC, went well. And we'll see him on Friday in Double-A Frisco. Hopefully the timing looks good and he's able to get on base a couple of times.
Typically, how long does that go for? Is that 3 games, 7 games?
Yeah, I think it's different for everybody, but I'd probably say he's going to need at least 3 games. Get that timing back.
Well, I said in the opening segment, I wholeheartedly believe it, guys, that right now it's a blessing that even though you got these close wins, what you're doing is holding off the momentum that might have been building in the front office or with the ownership group that we should or we could sell. And if this can just hold up for another week, just don't lose any more ground. What are we doing over here? That the Angels have scored 2 now.
Yeah, this is
so they're up on the Mariners 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth here. And
so you'll go into tonight's game 2.5 back?
Yeah, the Astros have already won. The Astros have beaten the A's, and the Mariners are 1 out away from getting beat by the Angels.
So wow. You'd gain a full game if you win tonight on the Mariners.
On the Mariners, yeah.
You'd stay, I guess, 3 back from Houston.
I feel like, the old saying, there's 2 things you could count on in life, taxes and the end. You can also add Mariner mediocrity to it.
Yeah.
And it's just a tale as old as time. And I grew up in the state of Washington, so I was – very familiar with that frustration. I was never really a Mariners
fan. This
can
be a ball game here.
Yeah, there it goes. He made the catch, and the Angels win again.
Beautiful.
So 2-1, the final there by the skin of our teeth, keeping this thing alive. Okay, the Niners missing 2 healthy players at their first practice of training camp. Of course, you had Brandon Ayuk, but Trent Williams being the other one as he is now in the midst of contract-related issues again. Feels like it's been 1 year off, 1 year on for this. Over the last 5 years or so, did not report to camp. Is this something that's going to get done, or is this a potential chink in the Niners' armor?
Man, I mean, it would be a huge loss for them. They are not the same offensively without him, especially him at his best, and he's the top dude in the sport. So I think especially when you're talking about a team that is ready, win now type of team. Ultimately, they will always acquiesce. The Cowboys did it with Zach Martin this time last year. So I would have 100% confidence that he's going to end up getting exactly what he wants.
It's either him or Ayuk. If that was your decision, it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, you got to go with Trent Williams.
Correct, yeah. And Ayuk is making it a little bit easier because he's sort of doing the holding in thing. Yeah. So he's showing up. I guess he's just not really participating in much of the drills or anything. Trent Williams is like, you're not going to see me until you fix this contract of mine.
Another one of those offensive linemen playing well deep into his 30s, now 36 years old, probably looking at another 2 seasons, at least maybe 3 of Trent Williams' dominance out there in San Francisco. And when he was out last year, it totally changed things. I think if you made any solid conclusions about that quarterback, Purdy, you know, you got to be looking at those games and say, okay, this is his future. Is he going to be a sustainably winning quarterback when he's surrounded by less?
Pretty amazing that he's 36, dude. Trent Williams is still
crazy,
the man at that age. It's not even like, oh, we still see signs of his greatness, but he's kind of fallen off. That dude is consistently just dirting people.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for them.
Todd Archer with the headline, why it's all in or else for the Dallas Cowboys here at 877-881-1053. Do you agree with some of the things that Todd is saying about where this team and where this organization is? They appear further away from ending their Super Bowl drought that is closing in on 30 years than they were in January. I think we would all agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much worse are they than when they last left off?
Well, if you look at the depth in those pieces on defense, and now, you know, a lot of those wins that they've had in the last several years have been because of Dan Quinn, you know, and what they were able to do on defense. And now you're also, your running back situation is not great. And you're in a situation with your wide receiver who is, you know, in a contract year or trying to get a new contract. I mean, there's just so many things. There's so many questions. You know, the left tackle, the center, it's the defensive corner. I mean, I love Mike Zimmer and stuff like that, but there's, you know, there's questions about that. It's just, just seems like to me, instead of the really good teams have this thing buttoned up, you know, going in, you got things, everybody's got problems, but the Cowboys, it seems like just one checklist thing after the other.
Yeah.
That like, okay, well, if this is not good, well, that's going to be a problem. Well, if this is not good or this is not, but you know, things could turn out well. I just think there's too many questions about this team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have
too many questions at key spots.
Key spots, yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, if Tyler Guyton is just a monster beast stepping in, you know, day one as a rookie at left tackle, and Cooper Beebe or Hoffman at center, then you can start feeling so much better about your offense. Now, the depth stuff, I think, is a huge one that you will start to see as the season goes on. But I think if you're trying to see, like, how much worse, they won 12 out of their 17 games last year, 70% win percentage, and we got them winning 9 games now. So 9 out of 17, like 53%.
It's a big drop.
Yeah, that is significant. Now, how possible is it? I've thrown it out a couple of times in the last week or so. I'm hoping that with the same personnel, the different approach from Mike Zimmer could get more out of the same defensive personnel. Is that wishful? Is that homering it up, or is that realistic?
I mean, I don't think Mike has as much to work with. I mean, you saw a lot leave to go with Dan, right? So I think the linebacking group's going to be better.
Yes.
But outside of that, I mean, Mike Zimmer's going to have to do a whole lot of scheming. Your defensive line rotation, who's going to step up for you?
That's where I would look at first. I would say the defensive line rotations of what potentially he wants to do could be problematic until he figures out what guys can play and what guys can't play. His secondary, though, with having Diggs back,
that's better than Gilmore and Bland. Yeah.
That's a positive.
Is Kendricks better than Vander Esch? I think so.
More consistent. Well, yeah, and I think that when you talk about at least the health, you know, with Leighton, he was always one play away from, you know, okay, he's coming down the line, here's a tackle, oh, he's laying on the ground. You know, oh, this is the next stinger. Or, you know, he's always kind of dealing with stuff, but you know, Kendricks is a guy, he's probably, I have said this before, he's not playing at the same level he was when he was with Zimmer at Minnesota. But I think they're better at linebacker. I think they're better at corner now with Diggs back in the mix. And if they figure out the other safety opposite Hooker, I think they got
some options.
They've got some options, but I'm just not sure. If all of a sudden Marquise Bell shows me he can cover, and now I've got a smart guy that can tackle, that is tough, that can cover, that's going to make that a lot better. Where they're will be the most deficient is the depth on the defensive line and what's going on at one technique.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Mozzie Smith is a failure,
Yeah.
Now they're in scramble
mode. No Hankins to Bill.
Yeah, no scramble. Now they're in scramble mode.
And even with the secondary, it's like I agree with you. I think on paper they are better with the guys that they're going to be having in there now. But when you consider the fact that you're
Diggs
talking about—
Diggs is better than Gilmore, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. But when you're talking about a new scheme and you're talking about off an ACL, it's like, are you getting that this year? Are you getting that? Or how long into the season before you get a guy who's now playing in a brand new system and is coming off an ACL, when does he get to be the best version of himself? How long does that take?
I think maybe November, December?
Easily.
What Zimmer's got to do is he's not going to give up big plays. That's his whole thing right now. He is not going
to
gamble. And
that's a great philosophy to have, I would say.
So he's figured out, he's going to figure out, like, okay, how do I protect these guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Quinn, you saw some gambling out there.
Sure.
Not to the point of, you know, of Rob Ryan or something like that.
Yeah, but he wasn't a super big blitz guy.
Yeah.
A
Wink Martindale.
Let me get a few of Todd Archer's other points in here before we get to LA Live, because I wanted to see if you guys could remember 07 and 2016. Todd says some inside the organization have felt the defeat linger longer than other playoff losses, even when they lost in the divisional round as the top seed, as they did in 07 and 16. How does this offseason of frustration compare to the two other big ones from this century?
Well, real quick on this, I feel like, though, with everything fell for you to be exactly where you needed to be in the playoffs. You were the second seed. You had the seventh seed. All you had to do was find a way to win two games, and then you see what happened going to play San Francisco. And you didn't even, I mean, you didn't even get out of the gate.
Yeah.
You played probably one of the worst games a team had played in the playoffs in a long time. And I think everybody was shocked of how bad they played. And I think that's why this thing lingered on.
Yeah.
That, like, they probably felt like, hey, we're going to roll our helmets out there and we're just going to roll over Green Bay. And it didn't work out that way.
No, it was atrocious. One of the worst losses in DFW sports history. The quote from Micah Parsons, he said, people are definitely going to be very surprised how good we really are. You'd expect the confidence, but I think on a scale of 1 to 10, if they're significantly better than last year, I'll be shocked. I'm just hoping they can hold the line to about roughly as good, and they get a little help around the conference in the form of, you know, injuries and big losses, and maybe a great rookie draft class could help you get back there. But, you know, it's very surprised how good they are. I don't think that even begins to, you know, scratch the surface of how much of a shock that would be, considering, you know, the momentum that they've established here. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
All right, now I'm feeling good and fine. Hey,
go.
Hey, smoking green and drinking wine. Sipping Rippling Tanqueray. A brand new drink, I'll call it Ripple. My life is beautiful. Hey, man, happy C Day to you, Woolchuck.
Thanks, bro.
Happy C Day to you, bro. When Lewis Hamilton joins Ferrari, I'll say happy B-Day then.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, it's a hump day, butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Hey. All right, you squares.
It's time to smoke.
Hey. All right, Rick.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Just a little bit.
Slim Thug said he's running for president, y'all.
Whoa. Big Slim for president 2024. Biden dropped out. No more mandatory child support. Child support is over. I bet they stopped having all them kids now. That's the only way we're gonna bring real love back, fellas. We gotta take the money out of this because that's all they want, kid. It's gonna be like back at high school. They gonna really who they really with. That's how you restore love in America. You look good. It's going to be about looks again. When I take away child support, it ain't going to be about bankroll. It's going to be about looks again.
That's his platform. Old Slim Thug down there in Houston. Yeah. You can tell that child support kicking his ass.
Yeah. I'd make him Secretary of Relationships. Sounds like he's got some wisdom in there.
This is LA Live for Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. It's a butt-naked Wednesday. Here in LA Live, word to Miss Badu. I, too, was born underwater with $3.06. Yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math, shawty. Peace to the
to the gods and earths and all the sage-burning earths out there. Hey, Forbes named Erykah Badu the number one R&B artist of all time.
All time.
All time.
All time.
Yeah. She pioneered a genre of music, by the way. So, you know, I understand you got Aretha Franklin, you got Al Green, you got so many great voices out there. But Erykah Badu, she's the queen of neo-soul. I've never heard of neo-soul until Baduism. So you got to give Erykah her props. Shout out to Dallas for being number one on the list right there. Your very own Dallas, stand up, Erykah Badu. It's beautiful stuff right there, y'all. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and there's no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. What else I got right here? Oh, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan. 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, what you guys have been doing, you've been hitting me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. A winner right here. It's the first time on the stage, stand-up comedian. Give this guy a hand. UCLA coach, Deshaun Foster, ladies and gentlemen. Deshaun Foster!
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
Oh. How you guys doing?
Good, coach.
I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
Swing them.
We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
Yeah.
I
thought it was Louisiana.
Cool. Us and USC.
Scratch that out.
It's us and USC.
Okay.
Yeah.
We.
What about Cal? Yeah, my bad. Knew it was.
Excited.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
Yeah. Any questions?
Here we go, coach. Shout out to you, bro.
Coach, did you graduate from UCLA?
He's going to be prepared next one, isn't he?
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
The excitement is just exuding off of him. Yeah,
we got to get that guy a tight 5 minutes. We work with some writers, get you a tight five minutes together, brother.
We're out there in Hollywood. Can he help us out here a little bit? Yeah,
do some shout outs for like 2 minutes. You know, they kill time. Do a little shout out, some thanks.
How about some AI?
I kill another minute.
We threw an AI guy out there.
Something, bro.
Deshaun Foster can do no wrong in my book. Won me a fantasy football championship.
There you go.
Great aesthetic with the dark visor.
Oh,
with the Panthers.
Beautiful.
Looked like a badass. He was a Heisman candidate at UCLA.
He fumbled a lot.
He did.
He fumbled.
Yeah.
And that was his latest.
My Naked Wednesday right here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get my Pumas off real quick. Get comfortable in the crib, in the pimp cup. A little one-way cutie pie. Y'all be careful on these roads. It's already packed. I see it out there. Be careful, people.
Wow. North and south.
Mind your lanes. Mind your speed. And eat your vegetables.
Anybody doodle today?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody doodle today? You pose a doodle every day. Wondering why you got a headache. You need to doodle. You'll go 3 days without doodling. You'll bust a vein on the side of your head. Knocking the shit out the kid because you need to doodle. And put some vegetables on the plate. That's what make the doodle slide.
The doodle slide.
You don't have no mashed potatoes and fried chicken, that's all. Doodle come out hard in the motherfucker. Feel like a sailboat coming out your ass. You gotta grab an ass cheek and stomp and stomp. You ain't no motherfucking vegetables.
That's right. Eat them vegetables. Get off them low vibrational plates. Got a question for the Tolos right here. Name something that should be free. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook too. Lucius Alexander, L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, that's my name. Yeah, name something that should be free. I got answers like respect. People tend to respect rich people. I guess.
Electricity.
The who?
Electricity.
Electricity. Okay. I was going back and forth on that one.
I mean, it is a necessity. I think I have to watch that Edison versus, who was he?
Oh, yeah, Tesla? Tom Edison.
Yeah. I think Tesla, didn't he want it, like, for free for everybody? And Edison like, no, this is bucks, bro. We got to eat.
Yeah, we need money.
You got to blame Edison.
I think electricity, if it was free, would help a lot of people.
The internets.
Well, they'll use it up. They'll abuse it.
You think so?
Yeah, they'll abuse it.
I will, because I'd run my AC about 60.
Yeah, see, that's exactly right.
They'll abuse it. The internet's Wi-Fi right here is on the list. Wi-Fi should be free. Healthcare, of course, that should be free.
Food.
Wi-Fi might be the biggest one, though. Just the access to information.
Yeah, like that. We shouldn't be paying for that.
Yeah, I scroll down my Twitter timeline, and I feel like some people should not have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. They didn't need more, do more Googling and reading than posting.
Good Lord. Water. They said water should be free out here. We shouldn't be charged
for
water.
People would waste that.
Yeah, and just keep it water.
People would their yards. Have you ever driven by somebody's yard and they're one of the heads on the sprinklers
it's like flooded,
broke?
Yeah,
and it's shooting out to the street.
It's just shooting onto the concrete there and all that.
I hate when a business does that, especially if I watch my truck, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, like, you get sprayed on my left side. I'm like, come on, bro.
I'm just telling you, like, how hard is it to make sure that the water is not just flying out of that thing onto the end of the concrete? You know?
Yeah.
People don't care.
You should get fined for that. I think you do. Yeah. Name something that should be free. The right to travel. The right to travel should be free. I guess they're saying you don't have to pay for, like, driver's license and passports type of vibe, maybe. You can't be airplanes. You can't be talking about airplanes and travel.
That's some legendary freeletter
type
stuff.
That should, there's some people that should be on airplanes.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah.
I think it should
be
free.
So free travel is a bad idea.
I think it should be free of charge to, from the comfort of your own home, watch your local professional sports teams.
That is on the list. That is on the list. Yeah. Sports should be free to watch your local team, bro.
Are we going
to
need Amazon Prime to watch the local NBA games now? Is that where we're heading with this Amazon deal?
Seems that way.
Potentially. I saw Cooperstein tweeting about that.
I think we're getting into a lawsuit situation. TNT versus Amazon versus the NBA.
TNT's not done?
TNT is not going down without a fight.
TNT ain't got the type of money to deal with Amazon.
Actually going toe-to-toe with the league, because they think the league's bleeping them.
Oh, really? Because the league is like, man, we don't care what how much money you're putting down. We want to go this way. Yeah, we've already decided.
Yeah, we made our decision.
But TNT was supposed to have the right to match.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's about to get a little bit hairy.
I do like it on Amazon. I'm not going to lie, though. It's so much easier to get to. Mm-hmm. I just click on my Amazon, and they just tell you, it's right here. Look.
I hate going to looking for stuff.
Yeah, I hate that. Name something that should be free. Someone said advice, and good advice should be free. You shouldn't have to pay for it, a counselor or... what is that little weird job you get in radio after you like you're pretty good at it? You go tell somebody else how to do it.
Oh, the consultant.
The consultant job. Man. Oh my God, what a lick! Yeah. Well, you didn't do it right. Yeah. That's why it didn't work.
Now, I've always thought that like consultants were like pigeons. They fly in, S on everything, and then fly off.
Yeah, for $20,000 a day.
Yeah. Yeah,
good money.
What a fantastic gig. Shout out to you consultants and all your professionals.
Yeah, great job, man. I mean, you guys won. You sit around for 6 days a week and then listen to a radio show and show up and be like, hey, do it like we did it in my city. Yeah. You know, it doesn't work up there. Newsflash. I think great child care. You know, it's hard to find quality child care. You can't trust these people. Yeah. They're whooping your kids. They're doing whatever. So, you know, if we want to have a work obsessed culture like we do, cool. You know, I'm an American too. I'm a workaholic too. But like making it easier or free. So, you know, both parents can work because both parents have to work sometimes two jobs.
It's like automatic daycare at your job. Mm-hmm. Drop your kid off at the daycare that's downstairs.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's free. Healthcare for veterans. I believe mine is free. I do like going to the VA, too, by the way. I like hanging out at the VA, eat some popcorn.
Our taxes help that, right, Luke?
Yeah. Hey, I've never paid. In fact, they pay me. If, you know, if they schedule my appointment, they pay me for gas. Thank you for your service.
You know, that's legit, dude.
I think capitalism is great and figuring out ways to earn money on things is amazing. But, like, charging for health insurance and pharmaceuticals is such a slippery slope to abusing the population and not taking care of people who need it. And there are so many countries around the world that have a very similar standard of living. And they managed to give it for free.
Yeah,
you know, I that would be, you know, something. It's just tough to think about. Hey, in the future, if I don't have health insurance,
Maybe I move to Canada or France because my own country that I've given all this tax revenue to my entire life has decided you're not wealthy enough at this stage in your life to get quality health care. It's just not right for how much we're paying into the system.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you about that. And as we learned yesterday, the same companies that make you sick also provide your medications.
Yeah. You know, there's people in my family that feel like,
come,
you know,
to me.
I showed up, I didn't have the best health insurance, and they decided this person is not getting priorities, and they died as a result. You know, I think it's a common story.
Yeah, no, I'm scared as hell of that.
Can we take care of each other?
Yeah, right.
Help keep each other alive.
Let's see. Well, name something that should be free. Houses? Houses should be free? Maybe housing? I don't know. Parking lots.
Gas?
No, you need to be incentivizing your population to work hard. You know, that's definitely not something I want to steer away
Everything
from.
Everything should be free.
Yeah, when it comes to the houses, that's going too far.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Alcohol?
Maybe housing. Yeah. Some
kind
weird
of housing?
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're just down and out and you don't want to sleep under the bridge.
Yeah.
By the way.
They used to do a really nice job taking giant, you know, populations of people that couldn't make it and, like, starting a farm out there in the middle of nowhere. You're like, hey, you live here, you work here, and, you know, kept the homeless people off the streets in the city. Sorry, Lucius.
No, you gravy, baby. Name something that should be free. Atolo said parking lots.
Yeah.
That is a real thing. I paid $40 to park at the Alamo Draft House because there was a concert over there at the Toyota thing.
Dude.
I wasn't going to the concert. I'm going to the movies.
Yeah.
I had to pay $40.
That's crazy.
That's probably why our downtown's so dead.
It's hard as hell to park. And if you do, it's going to cost you $15 to $20 on a weekday. Or you'll see your car going down the street on the back of a tow truck. Like, is that me, cuz? Is that me? Yeah. Oh, my God. Air for your tires at the filling station should be free.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Used to be.
Yeah, now you get like, you got to pay $1.25 for 90 seconds.
At least they put the card swiper on some of those machines now. Didn't have those coins. Yeah.
I'm scared of that because I feel like somebody's going to put their little scammer thing on that.
Yeah. And I think I got shot like that a couple years ago.
I'm scary.
I've gone to the $40 Amazon air pump that you plug into the cigarette lighter thing. So that's in my truck along with the battery.
Yeah, yes, I have one in my truck as well, my good sir. What else we got right here? Name something that should be free. Roads and highways. I feel like that always comes up. Toll roads. Goodness. I feel like it always comes up in this LA Live segment.
The editorial the Morning News did about that a couple of months ago is just majestic journalism.
Got him.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
got him.
We really screwed up and sent the Texas citizens right on down the creek.
Sure did. And I don't even think it comes back to us. It goes to another country, right?
Yeah.
School lunches for kids should be free. Education in school. I see that. I see that on the fan text.
They do politicians. The most disgusting lunches of all time. It should be PB&J.
Really?
That's what
I'm
they
just guessing
you.
They would just be the most disgusting.
Oh, they're just basic. They'll just go.
If it's free, you're
prison food with
dirt.
You.
Yeah.
And then they have another menu. If you want to pay, you can get this.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Politicians. That should be free. By the way, that is another reason why Biden stepped down. Those big donors say, hey, man, money's going to freeze up if you don't get him out of here. We got to go get him out of here.
We're not giving the money anymore.
We're not going to give you any more money, which shows you right there who's paying for it all. Donors, dog.
That succession show might have been onto something.
Hey, tampons should be free. Shout out to the ladies. Youth sports should be free because it costs too damn much.
Oh, my goodness. You're right about that, man.
Slurpees from 7-Eleven during the summer.
Yes.
Fishing and hunting license should be free. I'm not mad at that. What else we got right here? Oh, the Uchi Wally Uchi Bang Bang should be free because you got to pay to play nowadays. Some total. Shout out to you, bruh.
Line and dine.
It's like it's always been like that, you know? If either that or I got to give your family like a goat and a few cows. I got to do something.
Going to get expensive.
Got to do something. All right, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, y'all. I'm talking about the body of water, not the people fighting for their land. My name is Lucius Alexander, and this is my time. Holla.
Salute to you, sir. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're talking with Jared Sandler, the Rangers preview, as they're looking for 4 wins in a row tonight. It's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.